And in case y'all aren't familiar with my game, let me remind you, I am a visionary. I am a revolutionary. I am Seth freaking Rollins. And I am here to tell you that with the 56th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the greatest franchise in the NFL, the Chicago Bears, select Ozzie Trapillo, tackle from Boston College. Let's burn it down and bear down, Chicago.
Welcome back. It's Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today, and that was Seth Rollins introducing and announcing the Bears' second-round draft pick, Ozzie Trapillo from Boston College, the offensive tackle who joins the Bears. Brings us out to the Score hotline, brought to you by Aturo. New tires for spring, aturo.com. Bill O'Brien is a football coach at Boston College, knows something about Ozzie Trapillo. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So what do the Bears have in their second-round draft pick from Boston College?
They have a an incredible person, a very smart guy. He's got his undergraduate degree from Boston College, got his master's in business administration from Boston College. They got a 6'8", 315-pound mountain of a man. You know, he's a really good run blocker, excellent pass protector, very smart, very instinctive, great teammate, was a unanimous captain. Everybody on the team voted for this guy to be captain. So the Bears got a guy that's going to, you know, anchor that position for a long time.
Coach, it's great to talk to you. I think everyone in Chicago is so curious about where Ozzie fits in with the Bears specifically. Obviously, we know he played primarily right tackle at Boston College. The Bears have a really good right tackle right now. Braxton Jones on the left side of the line is coming off an injury. There may be more room for Ozzie to squeeze in there. Where do you see Ozzie playing in the NFL at the pro level, and could he play left tackle?
He definitely is a swing tackle. He played a little bit of left tackle before I got here. We played him at right tackle. We had a left tackle, young guy named Jude Bowery, who will be coming out next year probably. He was a left-handed guy, a little bit more comfortable on the left side. Ozzie's a great teammate. Ozzie said, I'll play right tackle. But Ozzie has played left tackle, so I don't think there's any doubt that that he'll be able to, you know, do both. I'm not too sure about the Bears depth chart and all that, but I definitely think that Ozzie can play on both sides. He did that in practice a lot, and he did that in games, like I said, before I came to BC.
We're talking with Boston College football coach Bill O'Brien here on Mullin and Haw. So given your experience in the NFL, you know how things evolve and change, and the skill set for left tackle might be different from the right side and vice versa, depending on the offense, depending on the scheme, frankly, depending on the coaching staff. Knowing what you know about what is required of the positions now in today's NFL, where is he better equipped to play, or does it matter?
I think that's a great question. When I was in Houston, we talked about that a lot as the years went by. We felt like both tackles, right and left, had to have tremendous skill sets because, you know, they're both having to block great defensive ends and most teams coming off of both edges. Now, the left tackle obviously has to, you know, protect the blind side of a right-handed quarterback. But, I think that Ozzie, his ability to, you know, get in a right-handed stance, get in a left-handed stance, his experience in playing both in the past, I think will really help him. He can do both. He's very athletic for a guy his size. You know, I compare him to some of the guys that we had, like in New England, Nate Solder, Sebastian Vollmer, very athletic, 6'8" guy that can, you know, pull. He can, like I said, run block. He can pass protect, and I think he can do it on both sides. So I think he's a guy that'll fit in well wherever they decide to start him off at.
Coach, I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, watching a Ben Johnson offense and the creativity that he shows as a coordinator and as a play caller. What are some fun things Ozzie can do? Anything that Bears fans should be excited about? Can Ozzie do any trick plays?
Oh, yeah. Ozzie's a really good athlete. And, you know, Ben Johnson's done an awesome job at Detroit. And now, you know, being the head coach of the Bears is going to be an exciting offense. You know, Ben's college roommate is our offensive coordinator here at Boston College, Will Long. So we watch a lot of Detroit and what Ben does. And, you know, Ozzie's very athletic. He was a basketball player in high school. He can throw. I've seen him throw the football.
Okay. There it is.
Him catch the football. so I know he could probably punt. You know, he's an athletic guy. So very athletic for a guy his size, no doubt about it.
So, Coach, you just gave us another connection to the Bears with Ben Johnson's college teammate being on your staff and roommate. And I think you look at Ryan Poles, and his father played on the same Boston College team that Ozzie Trapillo's father was on back in the day. And I think Josh Beekman is in the Boston College administration as well. And there are a lot of connections there. Given your experience in the NFL, how much does that stuff matter? Because it seems like that gives you familiarity. It gives you some things that maybe you don't have with other prospects. And what role did that play, if any, do you think, in the Bears drafting Ozzie?
I think that's a great point. I think it played a big role. I thought that phone call from Ryan Poles to Ozzie was awesome, you know, where he talked about his dad playing, and, you know, obviously Ryan Poles played here too. And so, you know, I think it's big, you know, we having that connection to the Bears, you know, I spoke to Ryan. I think he came to our Missouri game when we played Missouri back in the fall, and just having the BC connection, I think, is big, because I think, like, when you think about Boston College and the type of players that you're getting in your locker room, I think that's what it is. You don't have a player from BC that you're going to have to, you know, babysit. This is a guy in Ozzie Trapillo that's going to be there early. He's going to stay late. He's going to be a consistent guy every single day. He's going to put a lot of work into it. He's going to fit really well in the Chicago area, that type of guy. You know, you look back to, I loved the Bears when I was growing up. You know, you look back to Jimbo Covert and those guys that they've had in the past. That's the type of guy you're getting in Ozzie. And so I think that that's what NFL teams want. You know, they spend a lot of money on these guys, and they want guys that can come in and they can count on them. They're dependable, they're accountable, they're tough, and that's what Ozzie Trapillo is.
Coach, we know you're busy. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning to talk about one of your players, and hopefully we'll be talking again when he is a fixture for the Bears for years to come.
Thanks, Coach.